This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When President Obama visits Michigan tomorrow, he'll be in East Lansing to sign into law the new massive farm bill. After years of debate, both the House and Senate finally passed the almost $1 trillion measure. And as usual in Congress, the legislation saw a split between Michigan's delegation, but not just the same old Republican versus Democratic split. Out of Michigan's five Democratic U.S. representatives, two voted against the bill, three in favor of it. One of those Democrats who voted for the bill joins us now, Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, this bill finally cleared Congress, but there was opposition to it among both Democrats and Republicans, especially centering on the SNAP program, also known as food stamps. And
right.
Of course, as we know, Republicans in the House had wanted $40 billion in cuts to the program. Democrats pushed back, and the compromise is an $8 billion cut spread out over the years. But some of your Democratic colleagues couldn't stomach that much, but you voted in favor. Why was that?
Well, because, you know, I feel like I was sent to Washington to try to find solutions to the big problems that we face. And I agree with those critics of the SNAP cuts. They're more than I think what we should have had to include in this bill. But, you know, looking at the reality of what we would have if this farm bill did not pass, we would have no SNAP program whatsoever. And I was convinced that the votes simply would not be there in the House to pass anything but a compromise.
What do you think these SNAP cuts are going to look and feel like to your constituents, to people who have really come to rely on those benefits?
Well, hopefully they'll be minimal. I think one of the things that we've been able to do is to try to improve the SNAP program so that even though there could be marginal cuts for some participants, particularly those, and really only those that receive SNAP benefits through the LIHEAP authorization. It's a technical question, but the way the SNAP cuts were implemented was by increasing the amount of money that an individual needs to receive in heating assistance in order to automatically qualify for SNAP benefits. So hopefully it won't have a significant effect, but we did try to improve the bill in other ways. For example, the bill includes a provision that I offered to increase up to $100 million over the next 5 years, the amount of money to help people who are on SNAP to buy more healthy foods by doubling the purchasing power of their SNAP dollars when they buy locally grown fresh fruit and vegetables. So in some ways, obviously, it's something that could be argued either way, but the overall farm bill is better, and the SNAP program, unfortunately, like a lot of federal programs, saw a reduction. We will live to fight another day to try to get those dollars back.
Broadly speaking, Congressman, the Farm Bill, as we all know, covers so much more than just food stamps. We're talking crop insurance, research dollars. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on what this bill means for Michigan's farmers and Michigan consumers.
Well, it should be a big improvement. You're right. I mean, the Farm Bill includes the nutrition title, but it also includes conservation. And we significantly increased the commitment to land conservation in the Farm Bill, and it includes the commodity title, which is the title that deals with support for growers, for those farmers who are out there growing the crops that we depend upon. This bill takes us away from a long-standing practice of direct payments for farmers to support them as they go through the, you know, good years and bad years, away from that to a crop insurance model, where the only way they get paid for losses is if they truly experience those losses. So that was a big step forward. The other piece of it, which was really important to my district, is to continue support for Michigan's sugar industry. We are a big sugar beet producing state, and the Farm Bill includes provisions that protect Michigan sugar growers from foreign sugar companies that are subsidized by their governments from simply dumping sugar into our market and essentially pushing those growers out of the marketplace. We were able to preserve the protections for Michigan sugar growers. And for my district and lots of other places in Michigan, that was a really big victory.
Dan Kildee, Democratic Congressman from Flint, is always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.